Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank. Focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at bnymellonwealthmanagement.com.
Aloha, Mickey.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The Walt Disney Company is buying a piece of beachfront property in Hawaii for a hotel resort. The Financial Times reports it's part of a new strategy to expand the theme park's business through smaller, mixed-use sites. For $144 million, Disney gets 21 acres on Oahu. The company wants to tap into the market for general vacation and leisure. It's worth an estimated $2.6 trillion a year. Stock market moved lower yesterday. Semiconductor shares fell after a loss was reported at Micron Technology. The Dow was down 79 to 13,968. The S&P fell 7 to 1539. The Nasdaq was off 17 to 2729. Overnight, stocks in Asia were lower, but markets in Europe are trading up this morning. Stock market in South Africa fell for the first time in 8 days. Shares in Harmony Gold Mining led this decline. Harmony is Africa's third largest gold producer. The company has rescued half of its 3,200 miners trapped more than a mile underground. A mile underground. Think about that. You're on your way to work, traveling at 60 miles per hour. The distance you cover over the next minute is equal to the distance these miners are from the surface of the earth. Reconstruction in Iraq and Afghanistan has been anything but easy. The security situations in both countries have made it more expensive to rebuild everything from schools to power plants. Today, House lawmakers get a reconstruction report card from the Pentagon. Jeremy Hobson has more.
A recent Inspector General's report found the U.S. has spent about $45 billion reconstructing Iraq. More than a third of that money went toward building Iraqi security forces.
Security became job one.
Gordon Adams is a professor of international relations at American University.
And reconstruction simply couldn't happen unless the folks doing it and the things being reconstructed were protected.
Lawmakers are also focusing today on security and reconstruction efforts in Afghanistan, which have cost the U.S. nearly $20 billion so far, according to congressional estimates. Rick Barton is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says today much of the reconstruction budget is going toward a controversial program to eradicate poppy production.
The U.S. military does not like the eradication program. They feel that it generates insurgents.
Out of frustration, the Senate recently passed legislation that would create an inspector general for Afghanistan reconstruction. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
It's been nearly 2 years since Bank of America bought Private Bank U.S. Trust. Private banking serves wealthy clients, but B of A's kind of got a blue-collar image. So how do you convince millionaires you can manage their money, too? Start with a $25 million ad campaign. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
One new ad shows a photo of an old-fashioned diner. The tagline reads, 2,000 bottles of wine in his cellar, and somehow he's never lost touch with his inner meatloaf. Tim Maloney runs U.S. Trust's operations in the central U.S. He says the ads depict what he calls the new face of wealth, self-made millionaires who remember where they came from.
More and more of our clients built their own wealth. So the ads are attempting to speak to those individuals in ways that we believe others may not have done in the past.
Bank of America paid top dollar for U.S. Trust. Analyst Ganesh Rathnam with Morningstar says the bank's now under pressure to make the merger work.
They've spent $3.3 billion to acquire U.S. Trust, and they better well make sure that investment pays off.
The strategy of going after nouveau millionaires could offend some existing customers. Rathnam says U.S. Trust traditionally has catered to old money, the kind that's inherited. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series shedding light on heart disease through the stories of people from around the world, premiering on PBS in October. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
eBay was forced to grovel this week. The company admitted it had made a colossal mistake in purchasing Skype Technologies. eBay bought Skype 2 years ago for $2.6 billion, but the investment hasn't matched the hype. And now eBay has been forced to take a charge of nearly $1.5 billion. Let's bring in Dawn Chmielewski. She's technology reporter with the LA Times. Dawn, remind us about Skype.
So what they did was something that had been tried, but this was a particularly elegant and easy-to-use solution. So it used the Internet to deliver phone calls, initially between two computer users in much the same way that we converse via instant message and text, but this was voice. So you and I could have a conversation, and the voice quality was quite good. And over time, they began to introduce other services that one might expect of telephone service, the ability to call someone on a phone.
But this is eBay, which is an online auction site. I don't understand the connection.
None of us could really figure out what eBay was thinking when they made this acquisition. Several analysts at the time had speculated that the reason eBay made this acquisition was to add voice to the auction transactions. So the idea was that it would make easier for buyers and sellers to converse between their computers and perhaps accelerate sales.
So what happened? Give me the short version of why this evolved the way that it did.
So the great irony here is that Skype works marvelously well, and it continues to grow. It has over 200 million users worldwide. But here's the rub. It's free. And
tough to drive revenue when you have a free service.
So Skype's business plan was to upsell, the classic sales pitch. So there's a free service, but for more features, for example, the ability to call people who are on a traditional telephone, you have to pay for that. And so there are these sort of upsell opportunities, the ability to add features, which, of course, add cost. Well, apparently the growth didn't happen at the same rate that that eBay had expected.
Dawn Chmielewski is technology reporter with the LA Times. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Doug.
In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.